Hello and welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today we're talking about left-handedness. Fun fact, I am left-handed. As I'm sure we're all aware, left-handed people have faced much adversity and danger in the past. We make up only about 12% of the population, probably because they killed off the lefty ancestors in the Salem witch trials. Many cultures deemed us demonic and unnatural. I am here to confirm. Yes, all left-handers are possessed. But you should be too. I just think it's a better life. Sure, you might get the cane sometimes, and every time you write in front of a new friend, they're going to be like, oh my god, you're left-handed. But it's all part of the fun. The best part is, lefties are on the rise as discrimination lessens. They think their left-handedness is somewhat genetic, but that environment plays into the phenomenon quite a bit. You could have been born left-handed and taught by your parents that it was correct to write with your right hand. With my complete lack of scientific evidence in mind, I don't see why you can't just start writing with your left hand and gain all of the following traits right away. Number one, we are more prone to insomnia and alcoholism. This may seem like a repellent to the left-handed cause. Our brains take longer to shut off and tend to have more addictive behaviours, but hear me out. We'll never be the first person to say let's go home on a night out. Number two, we tend to reach puberty 4 to 5 months later than right-handed peers. I don't know if I can confirm this one because all my friends growing up were like a year ahead of me, but if it's true, that's 4 to 5 months of extra childhood. That's 5 fewer periods, 5 fewer pimply months. It sounds like a win to me. We are more likely to be male. Strangely, I can't think of one other woman I know that's left-handed. I must have lost out, but indeed, being a male is just a little easier than being a female, so congrats to those guys. Number four. On average, we die 9 years sooner than right-handed people. In this economy, 9 fewer years will save your family a lot of debt, and your early demise will be better for the environment. Number five. We are better at multitasking. I want to confirm this, but in fact, I am not better at multitasking than anyone else. It's just that I have to be doing multiple things at once or nothing at all. Number six, we're 39% more likely to be LGBTQ. You may be thinking, Tanisha, why is this a good thing? Queer people face a lot of intolerance and danger, even to this day. And my answer to that is simple. 39% more likely to be queer means 39% more likely to be a lousy driver, reducing carbon emissions and creating safer roads. Number seven, we adjust to seeing underwater faster, meaning when we inevitably move to a different planet completely covered in ocean and we need to return to our fish instincts to survive, left-handers will come out on top. Number eight, we are better typists. Something like 3,000 words can be typed using the left hand only on a QWERTY keyboard, whereas about 300 words are typed with the right hand, if you type correctly, of course. I can confirm this because when I get going, I do be typing fast and accurate, but I just always credit it to piano lessons. We are more likely to be at either end of the intelligence scale, super dumb or super smart. I can't entirely agree with this one. I've never met a particularly smart left-handed person. Like, at best, we're brilliant in one way, but then have a general aura of cluelessness. But I'm sure they exist somewhere, because this is not a statistic that's come up randomly. And number 10, we are more creative. I left this one to the end because it's the one that everyone knows and expected to see first. I'm creative like that because I'm left-handed. Thank you for listening. Remember to share, like, follow on whatever platform, whatever device you're using to listen to right now. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.